Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving into the fascinating and slightly upsetting world of corporate-owned hawker stands.
Wait, what? Those amazing little food havens, the ones that supposedly perfect one dish over generations, are owned by big corporations?
Apparently, it's a secret our guest discovered while working on a really intriguing case.
Okay, color me intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, it all ties into a clever solution to a common restaurant problem, chef turnover. It's a nightmare for restaurants. Chefs leave, taking their culinary secrets with them, and training replacements is a costly headache.
Tell me about it. Consistency is key in the food business.
Exactly. So this group of restaurant entrepreneurs needed a way to attract and retain top culinary talent. They hired a legal firm who came up with a brilliant plan, a restaurant consulting business.
A consulting business? How does that help with chefs?
Think of it as McKinsey for restaurants. They bring in executive chefs, primarily from Asia, on E2, O1, or L1 visas. These chefs, with their established teams and deep menu knowledge, consult with local restaurants, optimizing kitchens, improving cooking techniques, and even sourcing better equipment.
So these chefs aren't just cooking in one restaurant. They're spreading their expertise and standardizing processes across many.
Precisely. They bring structure to often disorganized kitchens, create standardized menus and recipes, and introduce best practices. It's a game changer.
Wow, that sounds incredibly effective, but I'm guessing there were some legal hurdles, especially with the visas.
Oh, absolutely. The biggest challenge was the investment side. The chefs often lacked the funds, and the entrepreneurs weren't from treaty countries, making direct E2 ownership tricky. They had to navigate a complex web of loans, contracts, and international agreements to secure funding and establish the business.
So a real legal and financial puzzle.
Totally. But they managed to secure angel investment at a low interest rate, the chefs got their E2 owner status, and the business took off.
A win-win-win. The consulting business thrives, the restaurants they advise see improvements, and customers get consistently delicious food. Amazing.
I know, right? It's a fascinating example of creative problem solving in the culinary world. What I find most interesting is how it addresses that core issue of inconsistent food quality due to chef turnover.
Totally agree. It's a brilliant blend of culinary expertise, business strategy, and legal maneuvering.
And on that note, we wrap up another episode of Nutty's Show. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time, bon appetit.
Bye-bye.